Secretary Chu toured the Ingeteam Corporation in Milwaukee, a company that makes components for wind turbines. Ingeteam hopes to add about 250 employees over the next few years. But Chu contends major cutbacks are possible in the U.S. wind industry if Congress doesn't act soon to renew a tax credit that goes to operators of wind farms. Chu says this should be the last time the wind industry needs the subsidy, and only for about another 8 years.
That gives you long-term stability. That says where the industry is going. We're going to be so efficient, we're going to be so good, that wind will be competitive with any new source of energy, which is very exciting.
The wind production tax credit seems popular with Republican members of Congress from windy states that have a lot of wind turbines. But the campaign of Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is less than clear about continuing the credit. Campaign spokesman Ben Sparks would rather talk about the economic stimulus package of 2 years ago.
Well, look, I think the issue right now is the fact that President Obama's stimulus is funding wind companies that spent that taxpayer money on products made by workers in China and around the globe instead of here in America. Look, President Obama promised whenever he put forth his failed stimulus bill that those dollars would go to fund projects here.
Sparks repeatedly uses the term risky green energy projects, but won't say if that includes the wind-related work done by dozens of Wisconsin companies like Ingeteam. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.